In this week's portion, we have a verse which, at least according to Rabbi Akiva, one of the most illustrious rabbis who ever lived, a verse which he believes is the central teaching of Judaism. Rabbi Akiva said, "V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha," love your neighbor as yourself. Zeklal gadol b'Torah. This is the greatest principle of the Torah. However, we find a discussion which took place almost 2,000 years ago, and the discussion took place between Rabbi Akiva and one of his closest colleagues or students, a man who's known as Shimon ben Azai. Ben Azai, who was a younger contemporary of Rabbi Akiva, said there's a verse which is even greater. And that verse is a verse found in Bereishit, Genesis chapter 5, verse 1. These are the generations of man. Most likely, when this verse is quoted, what it's really referring to is the continuation or the end of the verse. Sometimes the rabbis in the Talmud make the assumption that we know Tanakh, Bible, very, very well, which means that when a verse is cited, we need to look it up and to see the entire verse and certainly the context. The continuation of this verse is, these are the generations of man, because man is created in the image of God. It could be that what Ben Azai noticed was something which Rabbi Akiva, who saw loving your neighbor, what could be greater than love, that Ben Azai noticed that there may be, shall we say, a loophole. When it says love your neighbor as yourself, what if you're hard on yourself? What if you're an ascetic? What if you're very hard on yourself? What when it comes to yourself, you treat yourself in a very harsh way? This question was noted, or this loophole, was noted by one of the members of Tosfot, Rabbi Yaakov from Orleans. He was martyred more than 700 years ago. And he said, what if a person doesn't love themselves? He says, love your neighbor as yourself, so that gives me license not to love the other person. Or perhaps we can put it this way, a little more extreme, and say that according to what Rabbi Akiva is saying, it gives license to a masochist to be a sadist. I love others as myself. I mistreat myself, I can mistreat others. That may have been what Ben Azai was motivated. He said, it's not just a question of love your neighbor as yourself. Note that all people from the very dawn of time are created in the image of God. And it's not just Adam and it's not just Eve. It's all people, Jews and non-Jews, all people are created in the image of God. So therefore, the teaching of Ben Azai may be not just more universal than Rabbi Akiva's. Perhaps Rabbi Akiva's just your neighbor, and this is all mankind, but it's more than that. It's that it's as if the reason or the rationale for treating others with love and with respect is that we're created in the image of God. One looks at the teachings of Rabbi Akiva in Pirkei Avot, in the chapters of the Fathers, finds that Rabbi Akiva says, Chaviv Adam shenivra b'tzelem. Beloved is man, for he was created in the image of God. It seems to be that in this formulation, we can possibly say that Rabbi Akiva and Ben Azai are really saying the same thing. The reason we are beloved is because we're in the image of God, which means that God who created us loves us, and that's something very important for us to remember. This should give us reason to love ourselves, and this should give us reason to love others. And even the person who has a hard time loving themselves needs to remember that all people are made in the image of God. All people are created in the image of God. And therefore, all people are deserving of our love and our respect. It's interesting. We look for loopholes. And we find loopholes. Just some loopholes are not worth pursuing. When it comes to love, this is the greatest resource in this world. The more we use it, the more there is. It's not one of these resources that as we use it, it disappears, quite the opposite. Loving ourselves is important if it helps us to love others. Loving others is important because it helps the world become a much greater place. This is not just a question, which would be important by itself, of respecting loving others. This is also God is part of this equation. V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, love others as yourself. Ani Hashem, I am God. God tells us to love one another ourselves, which seems to be that signature at the end of that verse goes right back to what Ben Azai understood, that we're all created in the image of God, and therefore God tells us to love one another and even to love ourselves.